GOP Rep. Roy, Trump DOJ should be looking into the civil rights abuses against Daniel Penny. By Jeff Poore on December 9, 2024. With Daniel Penny's acquittal earlier in the day, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, thinks it is time to investigate the New York Prosecutor's Office, including Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. During an appearance on Fox Business Network on Monday, the Texas Republican lawmaker called on the incoming Trump Department of Justice to investigate potential civil rights abuses committed by Bragg against Penny. "I want to bring it back home now," FBN host David Asman said. "This decision that was just made by the court in New York to find Daniel Penny innocent. A lot of people credited him for being a real hero. Both black, white, and other people of color who were in that subway car said he stopped a crazy man from injuring passengers. And his intention was not to kill this individual, but found completely innocent. Is that a good sign for what's been happening in America's cities? Let me tell you something, I mean, of all the things that have happened recently, the fact that an American jury stood against the crazy, tyrannical lawlessness of the New York Prosecutor's Office and Alvin Bragg and stood up and said that this man, this American hero, should be let free, God bless," Roy replied. "That means things are heading in the right direction. Now, let me be very clear. The Department of Justice under President Trump should be looking into the civil rights abuses against Daniel Penny. The fact that the New York government, the New York prosecutor went after Daniel Penny. I want our Department of Justice to hold New York accountable." He continued, "You can't do this to American heroes. That's what just happened. But God bless this jury for getting it right, because, look, the judge, by the way, he purposely dismissed after the deadlock to try to set the stage for further prosecution. Andy McCarthy has written and talked about this extensively. So I'm grateful for the jury. It's a great step for justice in America. Let's hope that our Justice Department can now get it right going forward." Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.